Welcome to Pop Pop Chinese. I'm Echo.
I'm Brendan, and we are coming at you today with an elementary lesson which will tell you how to say you were wrong. Let's listen.
你会说中文吗？
当然了，我是中国人。
哦，我原来以为你是韩国人呢。你会说中文吗？
当然了，我是中国人。
哦，我原来以为你是韩国人呢。
Okay, so let's go through this line by line.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the start of it should be pretty familiar.
Yep.
你会说中文吗？
你会说中文吗？
Do you know how to speak Chinese?
你会说中文吗？
Do you know how to speak Chinese?
你会说中文吗？
Do you know how to speak Chinese?
当然了，我是中国人。
当然了。我是中国人。
当然 is of course. 我是中国人。I'm Chinese.
当然了，我是中国人。
当然了，我是中国人。
Of course I do. I'm Chinese.
Yeah. 当然了，我是中国人。
I'm Chinese, of course I know.
我原来以为你是韩国人呢。
我原来以为你是韩国人呢。
All right, this is the interesting one. 我原来以为你是韩国人呢。So, 原来 means at the beginning or originally. 以为 is when you think something wrong.
I thought.
You were a Korean, 韩国人。
我原来以为你是韩国人呢。
I thought you were Korean.
我原来以为你是韩国人呢。
And so, I thought, and in the translation, I'm not translating 原来, but it's just, I originally 以为, I thought you were Korean.
Yep.
我原来以为你是韩国人呢。
I thought you were Korean, but you're not. Okay, let's listen to the dialogue again, and we'll come back with some grammar points.
Yep.
你会说中文吗？
当然了，我是中国人。
我原来以为你是韩国人呢。你会说中文吗？
当然了，我是中国人。
我原来以为你是韩国人呢。
All right, so there are a couple of things to look at here. The first is in the first line, and it's the verb, which is
会。
会。So you have 会, which is to know how to do something, and then 知道, which is to know knowledge, to know information,
yes.
an abstract fact.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were going to say, you know, do you know who won the Academy Award for Best Actor last year? That would be 知道.
Yeah.
On the other hand, if I say, do you know Chinese?
Mm-hmm.
It would be?
你会说中文吗?
Right.
Or 你会中文吗?
Yeah. So you can use this in all kinds of contexts, not just language. You could say,Do you know how to use a computer?
你会用电脑吗?
Or, do you know how to drive?
你会开车吗?
So, 会 is always knowing how to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's used in some expressions. Like if you say somebody's a really, you know, a smooth talker, or a real fast talker, you say, literally, he knows how to speak.
Yeah. 他会说话, or 他真会说话。
Yeah, so he really, 他真会说话。Moving on, the next thing, the next two things, in fact, are in that last sentence. The first is
原来,
which means originally or at the beginning. And the second is
以为,
which is to think something, to mistakenly think something, to think something that is wrong. Now, in this case, they're working together.
Yeah.
Right? So 原来is kind of reinforcing that like, a minute ago, I thought you were Korean.
Yeah.
You can actually drop it from that sentence, right? You could just say, 我以为你是韩国人。
Or in other words, 我还以为你是韩国人。That's more common, actually.
Yeah, that is a lot more common. That sounds a bit more surprised, right, than 原来.
A bit.
Now, 原来 can be used on its own. It doesn't have to be used with 以为. So you could say, originally, I studied... Computers, but now I study Chinese.
原来我是学电脑的，但是现在我在学中文。
So that's the way 以为 is used. It's mistaking something for something else or thinking something mistakenly.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you're using 以为, you're implying, well, you're not implying, you're saying that the opposite of what
yeah,
you thought is true.
Yes. Or maybe one more example like,我以为你今天不来呢。
Yeah, I thought you weren't coming today, right? 我以为 I thought 你今天不来 you today weren't coming.、
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or you could say, you think you're pretty smart.、
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 你以为你很聪明吗?
Right. Let's listen to the dialogue again,、
mm-hmm.
and we'll come back with some final notes.
你会说中文吗?
当然了,我是中国人。
哦、oh, ，我原来以为你是韩国人呢。你会说中文吗？
当然了，我是中国人。
哦、oh, ，我原来以为你是韩国人呢。
It's kind of funny because mistaking people for Korean or
yes,
something like that actually happens a lot.
Yes, and also for now, a lot of girls think it's praise.
Yeah, well,、yes. there are these waves of fashion.
Yeah, you know how to dress yourself and you know how to...
Yeah, Korean soap operas are really popular、
yeah.
and people look to them for their fashion and、
mm-hmm.
lifestyle tips.、
Yeah.
Something that should not be encouraged, in、mm-hmm. my view, but hey, I'm not in charge. So yes, in certain quarters, if you mistake somebody from Korean,、
mm-hmm.
they're going to walk away feeling really chuffed about it. and also, sometimes if you mistake somebody, well, a girl at least, for、
mm-hmm.
Japanese,、
mm-hmm.
It can also, it's usually a compliment.
Yeah, yeah, kind、mm-hmm. of.
On the other hand, mistaking somebody for, well, now we're getting into the
no,
racial politics of Southeast Asia. Mistaking somebody for Vietnamese would be considered
yeah,
insulting.
Yeah. Guess it's kind of related to 难民 or something.
Well, and skin tone.Right? People with very light skin are
yeah,
considered
yeah,
better looking.
Yeah.
And so the Koreans with all of their skin whitening creams、mm-hmm. and cosmetic surgery、
yeah.
are the top of the heap.、whereas people who have honest livings, like、
mm-hmm.
the Vietnamese,、
yeah.
less so.
Yeah.
Anyway, now that we've gone off on that tangent,、
mm-hmm.
the takeaways from this thing are really 原来 and 以为、
mm-hmm. Yes.
And they don't have to be used together, but here they set each other off really nicely.、
Mm-hmm.
I originally thought,、
mm-hmm.
or...Wow, I had thought、
mm-hmm.
you were Korean,、
mm-hmm.
but I was wrong because I'm using 以为.
Yeah.
If you have any questions,
just write to me or post on the site.
Look forward to hearing from
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we'll be there for you.
Most of the time.
Yep. Okay, bye.
Have fun.